In this mad, crazy, mixed-up world, people can be, well, a little grumpy. Joy 94.9's very own resident grumpy gaze, yes, we all see the irony in that, Matt and Helen, or as we like to call them, the Greys, are about to take you on a wonderful weekly exploration of the grumpier side of life. Face it, embrace it, grumpy by name, grumpy by nature. It's time to get your grump on with the Grumpy Gaze.
Well, you might be a little hungry, you might be a little sad, or you could just be frustrated about the day you have had. Or maybe you are just tired, have a cold or lost a sock, and you say, don't cheer me up, oh, I sure don't want to talk, because you are grumpy as a grizzly bear.
Yeah, and welcome to the Grumpy Gays here on Joy 94.9. I'm Matt, and this is my equally grumpy gay partner, Helen. Helen, how are you?
Oh, I've got my grump on tonight, Matt. I can say wholeheartedly, I have had a crap week. My cantankerousness is bountiful.
Is overflowing.
Is plentiful.
Yes.
Plentiful.
You've got a heavy flow of cantankerousness.
I am ready to spread the joy.
Yeah, look, you know, I mean, you know, if you ask me about my week, one word, flaccid.
Flaccid.
Flaccid. It needed a good dose of Viagra and the pharmacy was shut.
Oh, and you were at Mardi Gras. So that's really sad.
Yeah, but you know what would you? What more would you expect? From
no,
me,
nothing,
Helen?
Nothing from you, Mr. Gray.
Exactly.
My expectations are low, and you always disappoint.
I don't know why I wasted the money on the flight and the accommodation because you know, like it was going to be a miserable time from go to away, really, wasn't it?
Anyway, so
coming up on tonight's show, we've got a regular segment. It's a mad, 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 mad world. And this week, skin art after death. God, that sounds gruesome.
It is. It is.
Can't wait.
And then, Melbourne, we need to talk. Your favourite event of each Tuesday evening where you add to your Melbourne City Council dossier. This week, one word, planting.
Planting, yes. Well, I mentioned the word flaccid earlier. That sort of sums this week's topic up perfectly. Oh. Then Room 666, another regular segment where we put something we hate into the room of the devil. And this week, everything is wrong.
Okay. Idiot of the week, say no to veggie burgers.
Ah, okay. And of course, our grump in resident, the royalty of rant, our little AGM, the angry gay man himself, Doug Acker, Randy McRant, will be dialing in. I was up actually at Mardi Gras with him, so it was just, you know, it was just a whole bundle of
flaccidness.
Of laughs, really, yeah. And he's actually lost his voice, so we'll see how he fares tonight, but I'm sure it'll be hilarious.
Fantastic. So, of course, gay music, our grumpy gay music theme of the week, and this week was your choice.
Yeah, it's my choice
Mr.
this week, Helen. I've got to apologise for this, because, you know, I am feeling a little bit super gay after Mardi Gras. And I've gone with something a little bit obscure. It is very gay, so you're just going to have to sit this one through. It's the songs of what was once described by their inimitable, unfucking believable frontman, probably the best I've known, Pete Burns, R.I.P. He described them as the tackiest band alive. Gotta love that. It's my all-time personal favourite, Dead or Alive. Sorry, Helen, it was my choice this week. You're going to have to grin and bear it.
Well, know your limitations and tackiest band alive.
Yeah, and to all those people out there who actually think, well, hang on, that's one song. No.
No.
No, five albums.
There are many.
There are many. Anyway, I'm going to kick off with one of their gothic masterpieces. This is Something in My House by Dead or Alive.
No.
something in my house, and that is from, I think, the second studio album, the follow-up to Youthquake, which was kind of the one where they had the big hits on, like, you know, You Spin Me Round, that sort of thing. And I loved it. It was called Mad, Bad and Dangerous to Know was the album, and it was, I absolutely loved it. And you know what? I'm playing a bit of Dead or Alive tonight. You know why? Because I can.
Plural? Hits?
Hits. Yes, there were quite a few of them. And look, I'll put this to you, Helen. Pete Burns is probably the ultimate grumpy gay. He was a bit of a cantankerous old
so-and-so
bitch. Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Acerbic wit, I think you would call it.
Lovely.
Mm. Mm. You didn't want to get on the wrong end of his tongue.
And, or maybe you did.
Well, I don't know.
And Something in My House was the name of that song, and I think there was definitely something in Pete's house.
Yeah.
It's a mad, 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 mad world. In France, the girls wear scanties, but on lamb chops, they...
So, this week, we're in our mad, 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 mad world, Matt, I have found what has to be one of the most skin-crawling articles one could possibly come across.
Oh, very apt.
In my travels. Now, I'm just going to open with the title. You can now get the tattoos and skin of your dead loved ones preserved. Now, before we go any further with this hot topic, do you have any tats? A little heart on your butt?
No, I don't. Or... I don't. But I do have a pet.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So I may soon have a tattoo. Let's discuss, you know, what I need to do here. I am a little bit confused just before we start.
Okay.
You can preserve the skin and the tattoos of your dead pet. Does that mean your dead pet has to have had a tattoo?
No. Of your dead loved ones,
right.
Not necessarily your pet.
Oh.
So think of it this way, Matt. What? Think of it this way. So, you know, Grandpa, who you know, fought admirably in the First World War and got a I Love Mum tattoo in a heart on his shoulder.
Or, you know, girl power in Japanese. Something like
that actually says, you know, small bonsai or in real translation.
Right.
So he got that when he was, you know, 19, 20. And, you know, Grandpa lived a long and prosperous life and dropped off his perch at the grand old age of 98.
Yeah.
You want a little memento.
Right.
And his ashes won't cut it anymore. Oh. A little vial of his ashes around your neck isn't going to cut it.
So what are they offering here?
So what they're offering, now let me just take you through this,
right,
Mr.
Okay.
Gray. When our loved ones pass on, we have many different ways of remembering them. The most popular way of keeping their memory alive is to keep something that was special to them and cherish it forever. For example, a bone china set, a bone china tea set,
right.
You know, from Ninny Barnes.
Has that actually got anything to do with bones?
No.
No, right. It's actual bone china. Okay, I get it.
Porcelain. Right. And, you know, perhaps a piece of jewellery, the odd brooch. My sister is big on the odd brooch.
Right,
on
okay.
On the cardi. You know, so she has a few from old Anna Dulcie.
Yes.
You know, that
okay.
she keeps in remembrance of. But
bit of Wedgwood.
Bit of Wedgwood.
Yep, I know.
It's a bit of Ladro.
Right.
Ladro.
Yes.
Right.
A lot of Ladro.
That's the one. So this is a new phenomenon that is doing the rounds at the moment, Matt. It may be a little skin crawling, we could say, but it's a way of apparently keeping your loved ones close to you. What you can do is you can have your dead loved one's tattoo, so skin, cut off and preserved under glass for display.
Okay, now I understand, because I read the article and for some reason I think in my world loved ones means a pet, right?
There are pictures.
I looked at the picture and I looked at that and it got me very concerned, because I thought, if that's the marketing material for the company that's prepared to do this for you, there are some very, very frightening tattoos there, right? So there's one on the left. I know this is radio, so you can't see this, listeners, but there's one on the left there which can only be described as a spider beast.
Yes.
Yes. It's just a monstrous looking thing, right? And I was looking at that thinking, is that someone's pet? Like, is that supposed to be...
Is that Miss Trilly?
Yeah.
Is that Miss Trilly?
Well, is that supposed to be the depiction of someone's pet? Because that's truly monstrous, right?
I do not know. It's called... The business is called Save My Ink Forever.
Oh, dear.
And unsurprisingly, they come out of Northfield in Ohio. And they developed the idea a few years ago while having drinks with friends.
Oh, do you think it starts to smell after a while?
Well, it's under glass, so it's obviously preserved. But you know, what do? You sit down for... You're having dinner with some friends and you're laughing and you're having a bottle of nice Chianti and...
with some flavour beans. By the sounds of
thank
it.
Thank you.
Yes.
And Hannibal looks over and says... By the way...
I like your collection. I mean, give me a pressed flower any day, but this is ridiculous. And look, I've got to say, it reminds... Well, again, so I'm going back to the pet thing, because, you know, I've got my little Trill, and she's the love of my life, which is very sad, but anyway. It makes me think of Bad Taxidermy. I've seen some shockers on the internet. People want to actually preserve their pet. Like, we're not talking a slice of, we're talking the whole thing, right? Mm. And it is, honestly, it ends up looking like some discarded teddy bear. It's like there's eyes hanging out. There's a leg
mangy.
Where it shouldn't be.
It looks like the tabby cat that was wandering down the street kicking over the cans.
Exactly. And they even put expressions on these animals' faces, which are just not animal. They're human. So, you know, this expression of this cat sort of like beaming as if it's smiling at Christmas time. It's ridiculous. So I understand now. I understand what this is all about. Because the other thing I misunderstood about this article was obviously very well written, very clear, was that I thought you were getting tattoos of your pet on your body.
No.
Totally misunderstood that.
Which I'm sure you can do, Matt, and then we can slice that off after your demise, put it under glass, and you and Miss Trilly will live forever.
Well, because I've got a cautionary tale here. So a friend of mine, you've got to be very careful with tattoos, right? Because they don't age well. So I've got a friend who, when she was young and hip and going out to all the clubs and whatever, she got a tattoo, nubile. She got a tattoo. Oh, you look, the look on your face. Calm down, Helen. I'll show you a photo of her later. She had a tattoo of the globe, as in the earth, on her right buttock, which these days is more of an eggplant.
Well, she might want to give you that eggplant as a little memento.
So I did think, you get a tattoo of little fluff somewhere in your body.
Yeah.
And it ends up over time looking like a drowned rat.
That would be...
That's gone through the sewage, you know?
It is a mad, 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 mad world, Mr. Grey.
Stick around. Coming up, Melbourne, we need to talk. You're listening to Grumpy Gaze on Joy 94.9.